Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Happy 2018. You took the words out of my fucking filthy mouth there, Johnny. Hey, Robert, I'm going to announce your thing, but I want to get the crowd built up a little bit, and then we'll make that nice announcement with that special you got going on there at Pumped Up Fitness Nutrition. Bobby Mezzeros, what's up? Let's get cracking. Yes, the Fitness Mia, Ali, we're going to see each other next week. If I can get out of New York, it's supposed to be some crazy fucking snow, like Wednesday into Thursday. What's up, Pete Kenny? Jared Jern, you might go to the Arnold Classic. Well, I hope you do, and then we have to hang out. Have a fucking cold one together, maybe. Speaking of cold ones, ooh, it's cold as a fuck in New York. See you this weekend. I certainly hope so, Allie. Lucky Luke, what is up? You will be at the Arnold, too. So we are going to be hanging and fucking doing some crazy shit together a couple of times in a row here for some MSM trips. But, welcome, of course, everyone. It's Tuesday afternoon, and it's Tuesday because yesterday was New Year's Day. Bobby, the biggest bicep builder in the house. Yes. Bobby Mezzeros, he's got some fucking cannons on him, that guy. Thank God, Joe, you saved me. I can't listen to Wow, yes, WFAN, the post-Mike and the Mad Dog era, post-Mike Francesa era. I haven't listened to it. I'm still with this fucking politics shit. I can't fucking stop. Happy fucking New Year from the gym. Pete Kenny is a great dart thrower. Pete Kenny is the fucking dart king. He is the dart king. Nobody is better than fucking Pete Kenny. But I want to say hello, everyone, and I hope everyone had a wonderful New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, of course. I spent my New Year's watching The Twilight Zone pretty much, like I told you I would. And there's Jim the lineman. Jim, I hope you're not outdoors today because it's fucking freezing here. I could imagine what it is in fucking Boston. You guys get it worse than us here in New York. But I watched The Honeymooners, The Twilight Zone. I did watch the Winter Classic, Rangers and Buffalo Sabres. Great fucking overtime win for the Hockey Rangers, the Blue. What's up, Joe? On my way to PT. Oh, good, you're still out. Good. Not that you're still out, but good that you're not on the fucking pole right now on a fucking come and see Kiama ladder. Cold as fucking Alabama. I think you're lying, Sleepy Dog Fitness. I hope you're lying. But they did say it's like abnormally cold in other parts of the country. So, Ali, how is it in L.A.? Joe, I have a question to ask. Lucky Luke, you have some great topics, so I'm going to always say absolutely. You mentioned on an old RX Muscle thing you had bombs to drop about Blackman. What are they? Ooh, I still have those in my fucking back pocket, bro. I've hinted to them, but there's no reason for me to bring them up now. 60s to 70s. Now, Ali, can I wear cargo shorts there? I'm asking. I want to know how I should pack. And I don't plan on hanging out at night, though. But I'm going to wear this at night with some cargo shorts because that's what I wore up until it got, like, really fucking cold in New York. So I want to enjoy that 60s and 70s. So I think I'm going to – plus, I got to show Crazy Hawk my calves. And Allie's going to be in the calf off as well. So I want to show Allie my calves. What's up, Chuck? Hey, John Starn, how the fuck are you? Arnold Transformation Champ 2017. He's going to fucking – and he's going to be his own champ in 2018. He says, fuck that Arnold shit. I already got that. I got to go higher. Allie says, heck yes, to the calf off. Yes, but that Arnold, that Blackman bomb thing – It's more of, I guess it's like a business bomb more than like a, you know, like, ooh, like, you know, I never caught him in bed with a guy, if that's what you're thinking of. The episode when Greg came back with unemployment hearing, is that what he, thank you, yeah, I had a great time on that fucking episode. I had a great time. And then there was another one, I don't know if it's one of the same, when I got the letter saying, we'll sue you if you talk about us. So I had to, I had more planned to say, but I had to fucking bring it down a little bit because I respected the letter from the lawyer. I was scared. No, I had signed an agreement and I fucking was trying to honor it. Enjoying this global warming. Yes, Barack Obama is, and that Paris Climate Agreement. Barack Hussein. Tony Smith, 23. What's up, Tony? How the fuck are you today? Welcome to the program. Welcome to Muscle Sport Radio. Next week, Monday, will be another day that we cannot broadcast because I'm going to be in an airplane, hopefully, coming back from L.A. if I get out there. But I'm flying home Monday even if I get out there a day late because of the snow in New York. But I'm going to L.A. Fit Expo, of course, and we'll talk more about that on the show. I want to make sure that I plug Magic and Muscle as sponsoring our weekend, our coverage from out there. So I'm going to do a lot of plugging of those guys and fucking my buddy Robert Martin from Magic and Muscle, but also my buddy Robert Engel Jr. has some great news. I want to make sure I read it correctly, Rob. So I'm going to go to the source, Instagram page for Pumped Up Fitness Nutrition. Follow them on Instagram. Kevin the Hulk Washington. Vape Lady, what's up? Hey, Mark Ball, what's up, buddy? Thanks for jumping in, pal. Me and Mark have been having some funny DMs together. And there she is, Thea Renee. She's also going to be in the calf off. I want to see Thea's calves and Crazy Hawk's calves and Allie's calves. Allie's got nice calves. We're going to have a calf off out there, Thea, like we were having in Vegas. But we were too fucking drunk to remember. So fucking, you know, we're going to do it when we're sober this time. FBB Dedicated and Mr. Johnson at the same time. Johnson, Mr. is, she wants to, okay, let's see what Mr. Johnson has to say. But I want to just read this thing first before Crazy wins that always. Ooh, I don't know. Me and Crazy. Now, you got to remember, I'm natural calves now. It's 3 months on the 5th that I am natural. Mr. Johnson and Crystal joining at the same time. Are you guys planning that? That's 2 weeks in a row, Mr. Johnson. Hang on 1 second because I want to make sure I read this. Kevin the Hulk, you know Kevin the Hulk Washington, Mr. Johnson, right?
Yeah.
Of course you do. Kevin the Hulk Washington, he is buddies with Robert Engel Jr. at PumpedUpFitnessNutrition.com. You can win a free training session with Kevin the Hulk Washington, Mr. Johnson. You and everybody else, not just you, but I'm addressing you because you're on my show right now. You also receive 40% off your order, PumpedUpFitnessNutrition.com. So, go there. He's upgrading his body. You're upgrading your body, mind, and confidence. Go to pumpedupfitnessnutrition.com and check out how to qualify to win a free training session with Kevin Washington. And you use Hulk Smash 40. That is Hulk Smash 40 code. And you get 40% off your offer. Now, Mr. Johnson, you know as well as I do, 40% of a fucking supplement order can be a lot of fucking money, bro. So that is a great, great thing. And make sure you go to Pumped Up Fitness Nutrition, Hulk Smash 40. I'm sorry, I did not mean to interrupt you, Mr. Johnson, but I did want to make sure I got that read out there. But please continue. So you're going to jerk off to Crystal on Muscle Girls Live then as soon as you get everything squared away?
No.
You don't masturbate?
I'll see her, but that and the other thing you mentioned, that I won't do.
You won't? Oh, okay, because I masturbate. I enjoy it. And Crystal will be a perfect person to masturbate to, in my opinion. She's beautiful. She has muscles. She's cool as fuck. And she fucking works great. She's got some great videos. Did you watch her new video on Muscle Sport TV?
Unfortunately, no, I did not.
Okay, well, I hope you get around to doing it. And she's also going to be live at 6 p.m. tonight, bro.
I know, I saw it. The axis has turned. Here it is, 2018.
Yes.
I discussed some things which I couldn't discuss. Not that it makes any difference because you didn't have a show yesterday.
No, today was takes the place because of the holiday. If I have the show on a holiday, I'm not at my studio, so it's not going to be as much fun. And people got plans. I don't want to, fuck up people's plans, and then I don't have a big audience. I'd rather have convenience for the people that want to watch this wonderful educational show.
I see all that. I know that's why. That's why there was no show yesterday.
Yep.
So I thought I'd show some things to you.
Okay, make it snappy though, because I want to get back to the feed.
Oh,
go ahead, bro. Go ahead. I'm not rushing you, but I am. I love you, Mr. Johnson. You're just very deliberate. That's cool, bro. I get it. It's all right. No biggie.
I'm going to make every effort conceivable to for the sake of the show. I'll introduce a couple things to you, and every year, and from then on, every year I'll introduce more. Couple things to you.
Okay, go ahead. Let's see it. What do you got?
All right. This is one of my favorite movies.
I can't see it. It's too far away. What is that? It is because it's backwards, so it's hard to read it. It's got the mirror image. Is that Nemesis or something? It looks like it says. Oh, okay. Is that a porno film? I'm not familiar with it.
No, it's not. It is a science fiction film.
Oh, okay. I like sci-fi, like Twilight Zone. So, yeah. All right. And what else you got? Go ahead. Show us one more thing, and then we'll get back to the feed because they're chomping at the bit to get to do stuff here. Jay Mazin Ortiz, you're very familiar with him. I saw him on the feed. He's a very funny man.
Chomping up at the bit as well.
Yes, he's chomping at the bit. The Hitman is also on. The Hitman. What's up, The Hitman? Yeah, show us one more thing. Your video with Priest is brilliant. Oh, thank you. The new episode of Muscle Sport TV is out as of today on the YouTube channel. The YouTube's cool hoodie. Thank you, Mia. It's cold, so it keeps me warm. 5% always in the house when it comes to Muscle Sport Media. Kian, what's up, Kian? Go ahead, Mr. Johnson. Show us that other film or whatever you wanted to show us. Go ahead. Crazy Hawk got engaged. Kian, is that true? If you guys engaged, I'm going to have to buy you drinks out in L.A. I would buy you drinks anyway, but now we can celebrate. You got a feeling this really isn't Phil Heath. It is. This is Phil Heath, the gift himself. Post hernia surgery. Hoodie makes you look huge, Joe. Thank you. I feel small because I'm still fucking probably got a test fucking level of like 120 right now. That's fucking disgusting. Crazy Hawk and Thea. If that's really, I am so happy if that's true. I wanna buy you a good drink. Yeah, Johnson, let me see what you got. Hurry up, because I got Allie. She's chomping at the bit here. She wants to show us her calves.
I know.
Adam Paz, what's up, Adam? How the hell are you, bro? All right, is it a DVD also, Mr. Johnson, that you want to show us?
No, it's not. It's something that I want to happen to me endlessly.
Okay. All right, go ahead, man. What is going on, Mr. Paz? I would love to speak to you, my friend. I would love to send you an email or a DM. Meredith Mayhem. What's up, Meredith? The Even Crazy. One time Joey sent us a bottle of champagne.
I'm sorry, Joel, that is one of my favorite things
about the movie I showed you. And it's also something that I want to happen to me endlessly. What is it? It's glaring. I can't really see it, bro. Engel Rossi Media. Let's do it. Yes, Adam. Please. I will DM you, and then we'll converse via email or cellular telephone. Those signs, you have an illegals and MSRT to make. I did see that, and I'm going to tear those signs down when I'm in California this weekend. Johnson, Mister, I can't see that. What is it? It's all glare. I guess it's an iPad of some sort, and you're trying to show a clip, but it's only all I see is the glass. It's only showing glass. I'm seeing your reflection in there from the what you're showing, what you're on here. Peek at me with the eyes. It's not really coming over so good, so I think I'm going to let you go, bro, because I can't really see it. All right? All right, Johnson, Mr. Watch Crystal tonight. All right, bro?
I will.
All right, man. Thanks for jumping in again. You're my buddy. I love you, bro. See you later.
Love you too, Joe.
All righty, pal. That is Mr. Johnson, also known as Johnson Mister. For you guys that, Mister, you have to post it and tag. Yes, Mr. Johnson, can you get this coffee to go? Jay Mason, Mr. Johnson's one of our fucking fam members, just like you are, my friend. Yes, so Mr. Johnson, big fan of Crystal Wildfire Anthony, who you will see on her Instagram channel, 6 p.m. Eastern time tonight for Wildfire Weekly. I shall watch it. I shall. Be back in a few, knuckleheads. Got to go drain the lizard, or maybe I should take you all with me. I got to drain the lizard, too, but I'm stuck here. Maybe I should finish this water and piss in this bottle, but then I got to throw it out. That won't be so good. But, yes, everyone had a great New Year's, I'm sure. The fucking bodybuilding media scene has been just a buzz. With so much going on between Palumbo, Louis Marco, Nick Strength and Power, the Chaps on MD, my favorite friend, and Vince Goodrum, the real Chris Barr got his pulse on, and he knows what's going on that MD site. Mr. Johnson fell asleep in the getaway car when he woke up, the cops were everywhere. Yes, Mr. Johnson could definitely pass for Stax Edwards. Who was, what the fuck, that great actor, the one who was in Pulp Fiction. I can't think of his name right now. You know who I mean. Crazy, did you and Thea really get engaged? Because I want to give you a big hug and a kiss when I see you for that. I probably will hug and kiss Thea longer than I do you, Mike. No offense. What's up, Chris Bra? Wasn't it a very interesting, like, past, like, 4 days? Samuel L. Jackson. Thank you, Luke. You always come in. Quentin Tarantino, he was also in the movie. What do I got to... Hey, Maze, what about that sign on the lawn? Guys, congrats. Everybody, two major members of the MSM fam with fucking Crazy Hawk and Thea Renee are going to be married. I love both of you. Joe, I tagged your video. Louis posted a bitch about Duque, but I seen it was taken down. Was that the one that I wrote on that? I posted something on that. I did get one that I wrote back to you if that's one and the same. Yes, but does it say that Canadian stories? Yes, Mason knows exactly what I was talking about. Good coffee. Quentin Tarantino's line. Johnny Juice, what's up, Johnny? Thea and Michael, I don't know if you have a date set or not, but that is wonderful news. Marriage is really cool. If I could be married for 23 years almost now, you guys are going to last fucking twice as long. It was removed, so I couldn't. Oh, okay. But I did comment, and I wrote something. You're very welcome, Thea. You guys had some cool pictures on New Year's with, like, those, what was it, like a zombie kind of costume or something? Thea had, like, the pigtails, but like a zombie. And Mike had that thing he wears on his face that he does his Spartans in. Crazy. Holy shit. Fucking amazing. Never disappointing. The Louis, L-E-Y is really influential to whatever people think. Let me tell you something. Joe, can you help out Ron Harris? His fucking interviews are impossible to listen to with his vanilla questions and his awful Wi-Fi connection. No, he is a lost cause. Sorry, Chris Bra. I know you like to hang out on that side of the street, but I have to call it like I see it. He is a talentless hack. He can write Q&A articles quick as a ghostwriter, but then again, interns can do that. It's basically called transcribing. That's all it is. It's not writing. It's transcribing. So basically, you sit there and you have an audio tape and you just transcribe it. Question: when did you get your pro card? Answer: 1995 USA's. Johnson, Mr. Thank you so much. Marriage is indeed more than cool, and I'm not married yet. Mr. Johnson, whose well wishes to fellow MSM family members, Steve, Renee, and Crazy World. I don't even want to do this show now. I just want to talk to Mike and Thea because I'm so happy for them. Crazy was the Joker. I was heard the matching costume last night. We decked in pink. Yes, very. Your pictures were so cool. How was your new year? Chris Bra, you agree? Oh, wow. I didn't know that you were. I thought you were, like, more friendly with them. Okay, good. Johnny Juice, my new year's was quiet with Twilight Zone. I barely drank. I had a couple of fucking little beers and shit like that, and that was it. And I didn't even drop a fucking load yet. Either New Year's Eve or since 2018 has been rung in. We used to call it the bells when we were kids. Are you going to stay up for the bells? It's a guinea thing, not a fan of the LUI. Couldn't be happier. Thea, I don't blame you. I am a fan of the LUI, and I'll tell you why. Crazy and Thea is going to be the best episode of Maury Povich. That baby don't look nothing like me. Look at his nose. Oh, even on this beautiful occasion that we're all congratulating the power couple on their fucking engagement and pending marriage. Oh, you stink. But you're funny, Maze. Crystal was asleep by 11. Really? Were you, I guess, oh, you worked the night before, so yeah, your body is all fucked up from that. Mazel Tov, kids. Yes, Mazel Tov, like a fucking Henry Hill's wedding. DJ Katora joined. I'll tell you why I like the guy, like the LUI. And no babies, just gains. There you go, Thea. You would bounce back like that after a fucking kid. Holy shit, your body's tight as a fucking snare drum. Holy fuck. But Sneaker Bubbles joined. That's a very interesting name. My son's a sneaker head. Does that have anything to do with it? Proposed to her in front of 40,000 people. Were we at a fucking ball game? Where's my bra, Crystal? Joey is the maid of honor. I would be, well, there is no gender anymore, so best man and maid of honor, really, it's very interchangeable nowadays, Mason. You know that. There's like 31 genders. It's like flavors at Baskin fucking Robbins now. But the reason why I like guys like Louis Marco is no one in this industry recognized, for the lack of a better term, I'll call them the YouTubers. I'm wearing it, Chris. Wear it while you work out. Sweaty clothes. Sweaty bras and sweaty panties are much better than clean ones. And there's Kim to the T, to the Gil, to the Roy. What's up, KIA? Happy New Year to Kim to the T. Kim to the T. I almost had a sponsor to pay my way to LA Fit Expo, but they fell through. It's okay. I will have to watch you all on my phone instead. Yes, we're going to be doing many live broadcasts from Los Angeles, starting Friday at the fucking bar when I first get in, and then Crystal and Rich and I, and then whoever else is there, we're going to try to coordinate a drinking session. That's where we got to get Mike and Thea that first night and get them real fucked up. But hi, Kim. Happy New Year to you too, sweetie. We did it at a huge music festival. We had a whole circle of people around us too. That is fucking, yeah, I'm sure you fucking got a video of it. Some, one of your friends had the video in. Meaty is going to Expo as my representative, right, Allie? Oh, fuck. All right. I was, that's even better, Crystal. The sweaty one, of course, bro. Fucking sweaty and fucking plastic Ziploc bag and mail it. Meaty I am. But in a good way, Allie. You got good meaty. Congrats. Crystal, how proud are you that our buddies, Mike and Thea, are getting married? Because I feel like a fucking, like a little girl here. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to cry. I'm so happy for them. They're the cutest couple in the fucking town, bro. I'm telling you. Joe for bridesmaid, Thea. I would love, could I be at the bachelorette party? Can I be part of the bachelorette party? As a girl, I don't want to be like the stripper. I want to be one of the chicks. They are awesome. Yes, indeed. They are awesome. It's really good when two cool people hook up, and they're two cool fucking people. Let's see here. Not for nothing, Louis wasn't wrong about the oxygen gyms, but he was dead wrong for talking shit when the guy was walking away. He also had an entourage around him. We don't care about sweaty broads. We're freaks, Joe. No, we do care about them. We like them. We want them sweaty. I want to have that pit sweat smell on them. Like, so just, like, rub it. But Louis did have an explanation on Dave's show. He said his emotions got the best of him. Listen, I originally said something that I wanted to wait to reserve judgment. Louis said he had an HD thing and he was going to put it out where he says more than it appears that he said. And that is something I definitely want to ask him when I speak to him. We're trying to set that up now, Skype, but that probably won't be on until the next MSTV because I'm going to be in L.A. and won't be able to fucking post it. So we already had our outfits picked out. But I do listen. Any time when you're in an argument or something, and then as soon as everybody's separated, and then everybody gets that, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, yeah, we all do that. Let's not try to say we don't. So Louis did it. He said his emotions got the best of him when he did that. So I totally get that. And originally that was my thing. Like, he didn't say much, but he said he did say stuff that did not get picked up by the cameras that were showing on YouTube. But he said he had another version. Even if it didn't say much more than what we already seen. Once Louis explained it like that on Palumbo's show, where he said that, yeah, he got a little uppity when Bonac walked away. I totally said, okay, I understand, because I've done that 1,000 fucking times, especially like in bars when people break you up. Yeah, you're lucky they broke it up. I'll kick your fucking ass. Joey is wearing his formal undershirt to the wedding with the suspenders like Sonny. Yes, and I'm hopefully going to fuck a bridesmaid against the bathroom wall. Sonny, your dad wants to see you. I'll be there in a minute. So I kind of get that part of it. Listen to this while working. Can't comment. That's all right, Mike. Just I'm going to give you a big fucking kiss. And it won't be on the lips, so don't get excited. It's going to be the guinea kisses, the cheeks. We'll do one cheek each. And I'm very proud of you two guys. I cannot say it enough. I cannot wait. I should bring you some. I should ask my wife, what should I bring these guys? Because my wife's good at shit like that. I'm not that good. But I'll have her help me pick something out, and I'll bring it with me. Thea, on the other hand, I may not do the guinea kiss with her. I may go on the lip. No, I'm kidding, of course. We always kid. Thea, you know, a bastard kid kills Michael. Yes, that's right. In the later movies, yes. That was a sucky one, the 3 one. I'll go off of it. No kissing below the belt, Joe. No, how about sniffing? I like to smell assholes. Thea, you need a ring there? Oh, Fit Expo should be the engagement party. Yeah, we want to, I got your number, so I'm going to text you and stuff. We're going to hook up Friday night, and the first day is the Saturday. You should have brought Jason to L.A. Oh, listen, Jason can bring himself to L.A. I love the kid, but he's not my son. You know? I do have a fucking budget. And let's not forget that I lost Iron Man glass. There was a lot of money in my fucking pocket that got taken out. We're working on getting more people back, though. Not back, but more people in. Guys like Magic and Muscle. Yes, magicandmuscle.com. magicandmuscle.com. They are sponsoring the Muscle Sport Media Fit Expo coverage. Fit Expo coverage all weekend long. And Mike and Thea will be a part of that. But he's entitled, bro. Who? Jason? Jason's great, man. When I was at the Fort Lauderdale Fit Expo with him, the fucking guy was like a superstar over there, man. I was getting jealous as fuck. Hot chicks coming up to him and everything, and I was like taking pictures for him. I felt like a fucking like a schmuck on wheels, Maze. What am I, a schmuck on wheels? But, Joey, did you figure out how to write off the whores and liquor as a business expense? Yes, I'm going to tell them that it was client entertainment. Client entertainment. Kat Bond, what's up, Kathy? How are you? Those videos were awesome. The Jason videos? I got much more in store for this LA Fit Expo. You have no idea. You better be filming the after party shit show. That's when the magic happens. Yeah, you know, in Vegas, I did a live thing, and I didn't do too much fucking videos at the bar. But I, Crystal even said she didn't take any pictures, really, only a handful of pictures when she got home. So me and you, Crystal, are going to remind one another. Take pictures, and take video and do more live stuff from the bar area. Kat Vong, how are you? How's CW doing? And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you guys. Jason Genova was banging cocktail waitresses two at a time. They couldn't get drinks at the tables. I had to straighten them out, PJ Braun. You had to straighten Jason out? We were having too much fun. Yes, we're going to have more than that, but we're going to remember to document it this time. But, yeah, no, I'm going to, at the Expo, obviously, I'm going to be doing all the interviews and stuff. And Crystal and Richard Anthony, we're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff together. And then, obviously, Mike and Thea will be there at Blackstone. So we'll be doing a lot of cool stuff. And 5%, Caleb will be there, Big Rob. Where's the after party going to be? That's what we have to figure out between now and Friday evening, Thea and A. Crystal had suggested we're at the same hotel, her husband and her and I, and I'm going to see what happens if we can use that bar maybe. I don't know. It's not too far. It's fucking like a mile or something from the fucking place. Speaking of PJ, what the hell happened between him and Adam? Was that like months ago, bro? Behind-the-scenes shit will be cool. That's what I want. You talk about the old stuff with PJ and Aaron when they broke the business up. Corby, what's up? Hey, thank you for the MSM contest, people. Corby put one up. Keir Auerbach, thank you, Keir. Keir and Auerbach. Keir, I always Keir. What am I, a fucking car salesman? You do not come to Florida and talk to a man like PJ Braun like that. I'm gonna meet PJ. Well, I've met him before. He doesn't remember me. I met him in 2009 at Strong and Shapely Gym when he was, you know, it was him, Evan Santapani, and Guy Cisternino. They were all amateurs at the time. And I met him, Greg was friends with them. So I met them through Greg. I'm a day late and a dollar short. Yeah, the hotels are closed. Straight shot from the expo. How about a cum shot? King of the gym, Matt to the Howe. What's up, Howie? Howard, Matt. King of the gym, nutrition, Matt Howard in the fucking house of love. But I keep getting off topic. But why I took a liking to all of these YouTube guys. Because in 2000, now you got to remember, 2015, I brought Jerry Ward in, Rich Pianoman, as columnist in the magazine. Nobody was even giving these guys a fucking time of day. They had to make their own time of day, and they bypassed the pros. So you had Flex and MD going, oh, fuck these guys, they're nothing. I'd be an AMC Pacer if I had to. Yes, I could sell an AMC Pacer. I remember those, the Jetsons cars. Aaron and PJ were fighting back, and yeah, that was a while ago. And Aaron got his business, PJ got his business. They split it up. What was it, like Prime, and then Redcon and Blackstone. I know both. Well, I know Aaron, but I don't really know PJ. But I mean, I'm going to talk to him more at the expo. But I know Aaron for quite a few years now, and they're both, you know, listen, they're both successful. I mean, you got to admit it. They both do good for themselves. So. Sometimes, the same thing with Greg and me, you know, sometimes you're with somebody for too long and then you get on each other's nerves, shit happens, you go your own way and you both can succeed. That's the way I look at it, you know, you don't have to be together to succeed. If you don't do as a team and you succeed on your own, then everybody's happy. They're both cool dudes. I like I said, I met PJ fucking, was like almost 9-10 years ago. I thought he was fucking cool guy back then, and everybody's told me good things about him since then. I like how he is with Jason. He's very nice to Jason, so that obviously is something that I feel I'm trying to do the same with Jason. I think Jason's a good guy. He needs some guidance once in a while, and I think PJ is a good guy for him. I think he has his best intentions in mind. Lazard of Howe is going to be selling the same label soon. CW, what's up, bro? Universal Nutrition Sales. I saw some of your posts, bro. You and I need to exchange emails because I've been sending Universal stuff and I never get a response from them. And I think that I could do some good advertising with you guys. I know your sales, not marketing, but sometimes one and the same. PJ is super cool. See, when I got somebody like Thea and Mikey telling me that PJ is a good guy, that's all I need to. I'm like, then as far as I'm concerned, yeah, that's fact. What's up? Happy New Year, CW, the magazine. Supposed to arrive to the offices of Muscle Sport fucking Mess tomorrow, and your picture is in it. I have big plans. I'm meeting with PJ next month sometime. Very good, Matt. Awesome. Very good. But I started to give these guys columns in print magazines when the MDs and flexes of the universe were like, Who are they? They're nobody. They never been an IFBB pro. They never been on the pro stage. How many of them really know? So you had guys like Jerry Ward and Rich Piana that I gave columns to early, and I couldn't be happier. I mean, they were doing me a favor as well, obviously, with their popularity, especially a guy like Rich Piana. So I was very excited and happy to have these guys work in the magazine. And then it just kind of grew from there. I said, well, nobody else is giving these guys a fucking break, so I want to fucking give these guys, you know, time, and I want to help promote them because I like what they're doing, and they don't need me to help promote them, but maybe just in a fucking print magazine type of point of view where it's the other ones won't even acknowledge them, and I'm like, yeah, I'm putting them on covers and shit like that, which I did for both of those guys I mentioned, Rich and Jerry. So I've always felt you're like a proud father. Yes, I am, P. Kenny. Ask PJ's people in the community. PJ, can I press the like button? He burned some people at the old Goat's Gym. I have no idea, bro. I have no knowledge of that. You know, I don't know. It's hard to comment on something that I've never dealt with personally or know someone personally that dealt with. But if you do, then you do what you got to do. You don't have to go in business with somebody if you think that they may have burned, he may have burned some people. But I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But so when people go, oh, Louis Marco doesn't deserve to, who's Louis? And I'll tell you who Louis Marco is. Just like Rich Piana and Jerry Ward before him. Just because Louis Marco doesn't fucking, the Mazin interview did send shockwaves through the industry, yes. And it brought Ron Harris back to the good old days. So much Maze that he actually bought spandex fucking pants that women wear, and he wears them now. Mason sent me a picture. He must have got it off of Ron's fucking Instagram, wearing leggings. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just an old fart, but a guy in leggings, that is gay. Those tights were breathtaking. You could see his fucking camel toe. Oh, my God. Even on a dare and a bet. Holy shit, Maze, right? Come on now. Me and Maze, we're like fucking old fucking, you know, old fucking rough street guys. We see that, we're like, oh, fucking to the loo. And I'm not saying he's a homosexual. I know he's married, he has kids and everything, but that is gay wearing those pants. Doesn't mean, wrinkles, like an old lady's cunt. Doesn't mean that you're a gay guy. That means you're dressing like a gay guy, which could be even worse. Bald Muscle, Happy New Year. Enjoy your Insight Weekly. Continued success. Hey, Bald Muscle, thanks. I'm almost joining you soon, right, Maze? He paid $3 for those tights. I don't care if he was paid 30 grand to wear them. You don't? About 30 grand, yeah, I wear them. You want to see Richard's spandex pants? I have a feeling your husband will never fucking do that. The only time I would wear, like, ladies' clothing, if it was, like, for chicos, my fantasy is to eat a girl's pussy, and I'm going to eat yours like a chick's, and I'm going to make believe that you've got one. So you got to put this fucking, like, you know, like baby doll on. Yeah, go there. What the fuck? Don't tell me you wouldn't. Moose knuckle. That's funny, Kathy. Oh, I don't know. He's got small balls, though. They look like cunt lips. Do you think Floyd Mayweather will step in the MMA ring? You know what? I hope so, only because it's that's all he's got left to do. He's done. I think he's nuts if he does. Do I think he'll do it for the money? Yeah. I just think he's a fucking jerk for fucking doing that. But I guess we didn't think that Conor McGregor was going to go into the fucking ring, the four-sided boxing ring. Cut to Joey in the Victoria's Secret fitting room. Oh, man. Imagine the smell in there. Fucking flowers, man. Oh. He will get killed. Probably. He probably will. It's very different. Like Conor McGregor going into the boxing ring, you were taking away a skill that he couldn't do. Well, more than one skill, obviously. But now you're adding skills to somebody that doesn't know how to do them. It would be great to see, John. It would be. But what made me think that these guys had a thing to say is that, all right, anybody, Michael Rappaport through McGregor's father's preparation. Michael Rappaport, he's the sports guy, right? Smells like that vanilla all day and whores spray on. That vanilla, all the whores. Yes, all the whores spray. But imagine just like just beautiful fucking bodies and they get a little sweaty, it'd be even better. Oh. What's your thoughts on Dennis Wolfe returning at the Arnold this year? We talked about this a little last week, but I'll jump in on it again since you asked, Paul Muscle. I think he's going to not finish in the top six, but I think it's a good thing just to get, you know, you put the injury behind him. He's got to get, you know, it's going to be hard to fucking get the, you know, to be the conditioning again. And I hope I'm wrong. I love Dennis Wolfe. I hope he does great, but he's not going to win the show. If he does make the top six, it'll be like five or six. And if somebody's going to have to really fuck up. Because it looks like, from what I remember, the lineup is pretty fucking deep. And I don't think Wolf's going to do very well in this lineup. I think he'll finish seventh if he doesn't make the top six. He's not going to drop out of the top ten. Don't get me wrong. He's not that bad. He's only 14 names in there. But he'll be seven, eight, something like that. Maybe six, maybe. Hell of an offer. I'm good friends with Dana White. I used to fight for him. Prep Box Nutrition. Me and you got to talk. It's a new quarter. Marketing budgets are right at the top of the box. The Prep Box. I will put a fucking ad package together for you, bro, that will make your fucking balls go up your ass. You're going to be like, why do you know way? Yes way. DM me your fucking email, and I will make you an offer. I'm making an offer I can't refuse. Right, Maze? But I think once you get a guy like a Louis Marco, that type of guy, and when they gain a following, and not only do they gain a big following with fans, when the actual professional athletes start reaching out to them and give them scoops, you have just become part of the bodybuilding media. I don't care who the fuck disagrees with me on that. It's only my opinion. Now, in sports, you got a lot of fucking bloggers, and I've shit on bloggers in the past, but when you become at the level of a Louis Marco, where you have people giving you scoops, and Nick Miller, Nick Strength and Power, Jay Jung was giving him Super League scoops, and Nick's writing for us now. His column is in this new issue, by the way. So Nick Miller's a fucking really good young guy. He's got a lot of fucking knowledge, and I'm really happy to be working with him. Say hello to our old little friend. But when you have people that are established industry folk, and they're reaching out to you to give you stories or scoops, you know what? You graduated from that blogger slash vlogger moniker, okay? When I was a sports writer, we laughed at bloggers because they were just like nobodies that had fucking, like, you know, blog sites. Nick Miller is great. I agree, bro. And I was really happy when I reached out to him. Who is it? Fucking Gerard Saunders, one of our fans, fucking MSN fan members, reached out to him and said, you should deal with work with these guys. They're really cool. And then Nick, he put it together. Gerard did the right thing, Bobby. I owe him a nice couple of rounds and not the Arnold this year for that. But when you get guys doing that, it differs from when I was doing sports writing. Bloggers were just starting. The internet was really, you know, in like 2005, 2006, maybe even as late as 2007. Bloggers were not considered legit because blogs were just kind of starting though back then. And print was still doing pretty good, bright and articulate. I totally agree, Chris. Totally agree. Nick, and he's very well-spoken. I don't know how. Him and I are going to do interviews together at the Arnold. I want to do some stuff with him, and it's going to be fucking an interesting combo. But so back then, we were like, at bloggers. I mean, I was an editor of a fucking print magazine for years, and we looked at bloggers like they were just kids and stuff, which at the time they were, really. The Islanders, we cover New York sports, so I have the nine local teams, professional sports teams in New York. The Islanders were the only ones that allowed bloggers in because they were so desperate for coverage and nobody cared about them. They were giving anybody fucking press passes. And so you had people, like, they were like fans wearing jerseys in the press box. And there's an old saying, no cheering in the press box. So when I looked at some of these bloggers, you know, fan YouTube guys with the bodybuilding, some of them I still consider that they're nothing. But then when the cream rises to the top, right? So you got guys like Louie and look, Jerry and Rich Piana, first of all. But, like, Rich really wasn't media. Jerry was kind of both. He was kind of like training, nutrition, and kind of a media guy. Rich was more just, you know, promoting himself and then obviously the company and the shirts. And just started the shirts, really, One Day You May. And then 5% came out, and then it just took off because people loved the fucking look of him. So he's kind of a different example. But then, like, the Louis Marcos of the world, they started to gain the following, and that following got the bodybuilders to notice them and then talk to them. How fucking super was that? Went to class and have the Rangers pretty on. Listen, I'll have the Rangers be the home team. Yeah, I noticed that. Buffalo was the home team at City fucking Field. Very strange. Very strange. But the Rangers played the Islanders, was it at Yankee Stadium last year, was it, or something? Or was that Stadium Series, if it wasn't the Winter Classic itself on the New Year's? But that was a great fucking game, Lou. Come on, man. Fucking the King played fucking great in net. Great. And the Buffalo goalie, his name fucking escapes me now. Fucking awesome. So, Crazy Hawk, I am getting into your NHL more and more every day. If I see games like that outdoor with the Classic like that, I just fucking makes me want to watch hockey all day long, man. But, so, now you got Louis Marco, where people are fucking giving him and flying him out and stuff like that, where he's bypassed anybody that's in his original group of vloggers, Bruins. Tuukka Rask! Yeah, you guys had a fucking... a cup not too long ago, Tuukka Rask fucking stood on his fucking head, that goalie. Great fight. Bruins are a good team to fucking, original six. Now, I'm a Ranger fan, so, you know, you like those old Canadians, fucking Detroit. You know, those fucking teams are cool, man. You know, fucking Anaheim Ducks, get the fuck out of here. Stop with this shit, fucking Tampa Bay. And they got cups, these teams. They shouldn't even have fucking teams. But, so when I look at guys like Louis and Nick, and there's others out there. I'm not just, you know, I'm just using those two as an example. I got to say, you know, people are going to say, no, no way. They don't have, listen, Dave Palumbo has clout. John Romano has clout. It doesn't mean because I'm giving Louis Marco clout that I'm giving him equal to or better than clout of them. It's a different type of clout. And Louis on the Dave interview, the one when Louis hosted it, he was right, though. He said the newer generation is looking at the Louis Marcos of the world. So, that's why I went in that direction of putting these YouTube guys. Joe has clout. Thank you, Luke. I hope so. I try. I bought some clout the other day. I hope it didn't go bad. But I put these guys in the fucking magazine, you know, fucking Boston Lloyd and these guys, because I saw an opening. So now I see an opening with guys like Nick and Louie, where it's like, well, those other places have always just thumbed their nose at you. I've always opened my fucking doors for guys like that. So I love it that they're not getting along with the RX and the MDs and those guys. I love it. Keep it going, motherfucker. Playing right in my fucking hands. 2018 is going to be a very fucking successful year for this fucking company. And it's because you motherfucking guys are spreading the fucking word. And people can shit on my fucking stuff and I just fucking laugh. I laugh. I find it very entertaining that, you know, people say, oh, that guy sucks, and then Vegan Gains. Well, see, Vegan, I'm not really into that guy because, but let me tell you something. There's a Super League thing in Austin soon. Yes. Yes, Mason, that's going to be Johnny O. Jackson's. Yes, absolutely. I would love for you to do stuff there. I can speak to Jay Jung. We get you in. If you watch the playoffs start to finish, you'd be hooked. Detroit fan. I did watch a lot of playoffs last year. But you know what it is? I get fucking just too much shit goes on and you miss regular season games and you start to forget and shit and you don't watch as much. You would love a guy to watch on YouTube, TM Cycles. I got to check him out, Ken. I don't know him. Fun Freaks Hamburg joint. Hamburg, Germany. Yes. Also be emotionless. Later. Hey, Crazy, congrats once again, Michael. You are a fucking lucky man, and you are a fucking beautiful man. I'm very proud of you and Thea. The couple. The power couple. Blackstone Labs power couple. Getting hitched. Holy fuck, bro. I'll talk to you, Mike. I'll text you. We'll figure out where we're going to hang when I'm out your way. I'm going to the left coast, baby. L.A. woman, Sunday afternoon. But I do think that these guys have put themselves up into a different level because they got the following, and then most importantly is they got contacted by the fucking the people in the industry that are up there. You can call Jay and you can call Johnson, but don't call me Jay Johnny L. You can call me Ray, you can call me Jay, that guy, right? Johnny L. I don't mind Louie and the guys with cred, but then you get the Jason Blahas wearing a Van Halen shirt in his mom's basement critiquing everyone. I like Van Halen. If he likes Van Halen, I can't totally hate him then. No, listen, I don't know much about Blaha. I know Jerry Ward had some beef with him, and I'm Jerry's friend, so I take Jerry's side. But Blaha, the few things that I've seen of him, it was garbage. Vegan Gains actually is very witty when he puts time into doing his videos with the green screen and with the costumes and the wigs and stuff. It's fucking funny. I'm not crazy about the message he puts out there, but he does have a little shtick going, and I think it's interesting. But not enough for me to say, oh, I want to work with a guy like Vegan Gains, or I want to ask him if he wants to do a Skype interview for my show. I mean, I'm not there yet. Joke's on you. My mom ain't got a basement. Burn! But I don't hate a guy like Vegan Gains. I don't know enough. The little I've watched of him with the Greg stuff last year and the Palumbo stuff this year, that's as far as my Vegan Gains fucking knowledge goes. Rasta Bodybuilder, what's up, Rasta? Hey, guys, remember, we still got that MSM15 sale for the explicitlabs.com, LABZ.com. You can still save 15%. They haven't told me it's over at New Year's, so save up. Watch Elgin Intensity. His YouTube videos are hilarious. He blocked from his channel, YouTube Vegan Gains. I didn't even know you could block somebody on YouTube. I'm doing well, Rasta. Thanks for joining the show again. I love having you on here. You're always welcome. You were a regular, and now you're back again, so I'm very happy to see you back. You're too bad you were here before. You missed Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson was on live with me. We had him on the split screen. He was pretty cool. Mr. Johnson's becoming a loved regular of the split screen here on the Muscle Sport Radio. But Thursday, obviously, we're going to have Ask Me Anything. And then Tuesday for Muscle Sport Radio, because I'm traveling home from the LA Fit Expo. LA Fit Expo, people, listen to this. If you use this code MuscleSportLA18, and you'll see it on my YouTube and my Instagram and on the site, MuscleSportLA18, it's $30 a day to get in or $44 for the weekend pass. If you use my code, you save $10. So how's Muscle Sport Mag doing? Doing good, bro. You know, the videos is the mag portion of it is not the focus. It's the fucking YouTubes and the Instagram. So that these things are doing good. Mag's doing fine though. You know, I like putting more time into this fucking video stuff because that's what's hot. But you buy a ticket for $30, you save $10, and you only pay $20. Now, if you want to go for the 2 days and they charge you $45, buy one day separately and the second day separately, and you're only paying $40. So you save money either way using the code that they gave us. We're looking to do a lot of good things with the Fit Expo, so please support that. Muscle Sport LA 18. My thoughts on Brad Castleberry to me comes across every ad. I've never watched the Brad Castleberry video. I saw him at the Olympia at his booth. He looks like he has a great physique. I know a lot of people said negative stuff about him. I have no idea if he uses fake weights or not. I don't know any knowledge of that at all. I know I've heard that. You know, if he does, like I said once before, he doesn't need to. The guy's fucking big. He can probably lift bigger weights. I don't think he needs to use fake weights. But I think, he was at the Olympia, and he was acting a little like, so I was just like, all right, a little different. Not my style, you know. But whatever. I don't know much about him. If he is arrogant, the guy's jacked. He's young. He's good-looking. He probably gets a lot of cunt. So that makes people feel a little arrogant at times. I don't know how to make a Castleberry. When I was in my fucking 20s, I was a rip-roaring fucking drunk partier at fucking clubs, and a lot of people fucking thought I was an arrogant asshole, but I got a lot of cunt. What's the deal with the fake weights? You know what? They say it like some people use fake weights. You know, they're like the 45s are like 20 pounds because they're hollow, you know, but they sound like weights, but you could hear the difference when you compare them. But it's not like they're like fucking plastic where they're fake. But I don't know. I mean, to me, who cares how much you fucking lift? I don't give a fuck. In my best Blackman voice, striated glutes, Brad Castleberry. I'll play with his striated glutes and I'll eat his dingleberries. Your thoughts on Marion Barry and Fred Rerun Berry? Now, that sounds like a question from Nick D. Where is Nick D, by the way? I got to talk to that fucking kid. Marion Barry, I guess Marion Barry, you mean the crack-headed ex-mayor of Washington, D.C., who also bangs whores. Fred Rerun, Fred Barry was fucking funny. You remember Rerun when he's running after the truck at the beginning? What's happening? Hey, Raj. Very funny show. Shirley. Would you have fucked Shirley even on your worst day, Maze? I mean, she looked like a fat, child. Cosgrove, what's up? Double E Cosgrove. What's going on, Dave? Dave, are you in a relationship? Your picture has a young lady on it there. I hope you're in a relationship, and I hope you're happy, because you're a good guy. People break your balls, but I know you're a good fucking guy. You're a young guy. You got a lot of fucking zeal. I like that. You remind me of myself when I was younger. I saw a rerun fall off a horse. Really? For real? Was it Shirley or the mother? Where's Shuey, Joe? Oh, Shuey had to, he was working. He wrote something on one of the, I would fuck her half off straight. You would fuck her? Rob's place? remember the one with the Doobie Brothers when he was doing the bootleg recording? What did I lift today? I did biceps and triceps. Yes, in the Half Moon Bay, California. Oh, man, that is a story to tell grandchildren. I saw a fucking rerun fall off a horse. Did the horse fucking get crushed, or did the horse say, thank you, God? I'd fuck her at that diner with Rob filming it on a Super 8 camcorder. Remember Rob, the owner? He was like, he was the same guy that was fucking Smitty, the cop on Sanford and Son, Poppy and Smitty, Half Moon Bay Rocks. I was there 2 weeks ago. Raj, hold my shake. Yeah, I used to drink shakes there. See, we never had that. That was like the black happy days, and Rob's place was Arnold's. This sucks. Time's almost gone. Holy shit, yeah. 4 minutes to go. Yo, Joe, what's up, Cosgrove? If you got a question for me, kid, I want you to get your question in. Even though it's not Ask Me Anything, it's always Ask Me Anything when I do my programs. I cannot ignore questions from my fucking friends. You best believe me, I'm eating ass all day. You eat ass? Then you are definitely a chip off the old Guinea block, even though you're not from Brooklyn, you're from Scotland. I do believe you're going to grow up to be a lot like me, because you seem to have gumption. And I mean that in a good day. Late days. Holy fuck, that's great. Everyone have a kick-ass 2018. Yes, and remember, use, what is it, the Hulk Smash 40 code, right, Rob, if I don't fuck this up. Hulk Smash 40 at PumpedUpFitnessNutrition.com. You get 40% off, and you win a chance to work out with Kevin Hulk Washington, who I got to talk to Rob about. We want to do some stuff with Kevin. He fits like a fucking glove with this magazine. Cosgrove eats ass. I love it. I love it. Now, do you just, like dabble, or do you stick your whole fucking face up there? Because I go fucking face first, nose, fucking mouth, tongue, teeth, everything. I try to fuck ass with my tongue. I try to roll it. Like that. May you get swole in 2018. Hulk Smash 40. Yes, okay, I did say it right. See, I got good memory sometimes. Kim to the peak, to the guilt, to the roy. We're just talking about ass eating. You leaving? Kim's got a nice butt. You ever see her pictures on Instagram? A nice ass. Get a fucking hold of that one, right, Maze? I stabbed that shit. There you go. Johnson, mister. The gateway's passed. The axis of time has turned. It's now 2018. Happy New Year, mighty brawling Joe. Leader of First Confederation Forger MSM. Mr. Johnson, I couldn't have said it better. I couldn't have said that, but I couldn't have said it better. Kick ass, welcome, West Coast Johnny. All got to touch the innards. Yes, you got to get in there. You got to get where she couldn't reach for wiping because you want to taste feces. That a real man tastes feces. Great show as always, Joe. See you at Crystals later. Yes, Mia, thank you so much. And Mia's got a nice fucking can, too. You got to show your fucking can a little more. That was Greg. We actually, we emailed each other yesterday and today. We're doing the fucking Happy New Year thing. And wishing well, of course. He is the face of MSM. No, no, no. You are the face of MSM, Cosgrove. May Mr. Johnson get wet. Johnson get wet. Yes. I hope so. Thanks, Mia. Crystal, we will see you at 6 p.m. on crystal.wildfire.anthony Instagram, 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Wildfire Weekly. And I have a feeling her tits are going to look huge and beautiful as always. All right, guys. I'll see you Thursday. I'll see you on Crystals. Thanks for joining us today on Muscle Sport Radio. Love you.